Q94, it's your Mountain of Rock, and we are rolling, rocking, wiggling, and jiggling, and all that kind of fun stuff. And we're continuing to talk with high school football coaches around the area. And I've got head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, been coaching at West Plains for a while, but now first year as head coach, Brock Carnegie. How we doing, man?
Doing great.
It's here. All the summer stuff, all the weightlifting. To get ready for this season, it's here. How did the summer go for you and the West Plains Zizzers?
Our summer went really good. Had good numbers in the weight room every day. Got a lot accomplished. Got a lot of team building stuff done that, I'm really big on the team building and got a lot of that done. Got a lot of our new offense put in. Kind of shaped up some of our defense. We graduated some really good players last year.
Yeah.
And so I had to move in, some new faces and stuff. And I don't know how most coaches are, but we'll still be shuffling people, for probably 4 to 5 weeks.
Well, I was going to get to that, because you and I, we've been around the football fields for a long, long time, and I've always complimented you on this, how, parents, fans, they kind of have blinders from time to time. They don't get it, but you're constantly working for depth. There's constantly battles, to extend the roster of Friday night high school football players. But it does. It takes time. It'd be great if you could go week one and you've got a plethora, a bench load of guys ready to go in. But in reality, it takes time, and it's, you've always done a really good job at putting kids out there where they have a chance to have a little bit of success.
Yeah. I don't want to put a player out there to fail. I want them to understand their position and feel confident in their position. Will they make mistakes? Absolutely. We all make mistakes, whether it be a coach or a player. But I want them to go out there knowing that they can do the job that they're asked to do.
Yeah.
And and just trying to fill those slots with the best athletes we can. Figuring out everybody's niche.
Mm-hmm.
And from year to year, these kids change.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that's what most people understand. With being in that weight room, kids get bigger, they get stronger, they get faster. With age, they become more, I shouldn't say intelligent, but they just have more experience.
Yeah, the IQ, because, this is kind of my motto in high school football. When you get a kid to react and not think,
play a lot faster.
He plays a lot faster. And I don't mean, you want a kid out there not thinking about what he's supposed to do, but the reaction time, because that if you're running back, that hole's open for a second, then it's gone. Mm-hmm. You've got it just you gotta trust. I guess it's trust. You've got to trust the process. You gotta trust yourself, and it takes a little bit of time to build that.
It does. It does. You just have to have experience.
Well, speaking of experience, you got a whale of a staff. Really. Now, proof's going to be in the pudding, but just looking at your staff, man, you've got some IQ, high IQ, and I want to start with Jalen, one of the most athletic high school athlete I have ever in my 30. This is my 37th year I've ever encountered. He was amazing. How is he now on the sidelines?
So, I've always said this, but coming from a coach's home, he's a coach's kid. Their IQs are good. Coaches' kids are normally make good coaches because they've lived it. They understand the time it takes. They understand the film study. They understand the dedication that it takes to do well. And Jalen has had quite a process.
Oh, yeah.
You know, great high school athlete, gets all the accolades and stuff, then goes to college and sets
NCAA records.
Yeah, well, you know, what most people don't understand about him was he had to go through the process once he went to Western Illinois. He goes to Western Illinois. He's, you know, he goes there because he's not highly recruited. You know, he had a lot of smaller schools, but he wanted to go to a bigger school, like every athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Waits his, you know, puts in his time, finally gets that scholarship, goes to Western Illinois, goes there, and sets for 3 years. Doesn't play a whole lot. I'm not saying he didn't play at all, but he didn't play as much as he expected by any stretch,
yeah.
Which is very hard for an athlete of his caliber that was the star.
Yeah, he was the man.
You know, coming from where he came. But he toughed it out, and he, you know, embraced that grind, and then set all the records his senior year.
Yeah.
You know, he put in his time and did his due diligence and was rewarded.
Yeah.
And then, you know, got drafted and was able to go to
Baltimore
for a year and play with the Ravens. Go Ravens, you know, favorite team.
You would say that.
And, you know, then ends up getting hurt a little bit. Gets an opportunity to go to Canada, and then goes
play
to Canada.
Grey Cups.
Yeah, and play for Grey Cups, and ends up leading the league.
Well, I think, you know, fans are really going to be in for a treat because, you know, his IQ is just, it's off the chart. But you put that with, like you said, coach's son, his dad's offense, and then, you know, being at Western Illinois and that offense, seeing a little bit of Ravens offense and understanding, you know, what mm-hmm. they're doing, and then going to the Canadian Football League and feeling that. And basically, you know, just pouring that all into a pot and stir it up, and now he's got his offense that I'm sure there's going to be some favorites that he really likes that he's throwing out there that I think fans are, it's just going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. He's been blessed to be under a lot of great offensive minds. And knowing Coach Ackland, he's a sponge.
Yeah.
He absorbs that stuff. And coming from his dad's household, you write things down.
Yeah.
And so he was taught that at a young age.
Yeah.
You know, whenever you get a great idea, you don't just think about it. You write it down so you can come back to it and then make it yours.
All that, you know, Joe White, years ago, we'd be watching Saturday football. He's got a notebook. He sees something he likes. He's, wow, that might work. And that's how we evolve. I mean, that's how offenses evolve. You kind of coach to the talent, not to the playbook, so to speak.
Yeah.
But that's why having that knowledge gives you more resources. But now you've added some other coaches as well that are really making an imprint on the Zizzers.
Yeah. So I was able to get Brenton Bush. He retired from the Marines.
Yep.
Got lucky there. Just timing worked out. He was an all-state defensive back for me. He brings toughness. He brings discipline.
Focus.
He's super motivated, hard worker. I mean, everything that you want in a defensive back coach, he has it.
Yeah.
Well, he really does. He has the whole package.
Now, are you who you got? Are you still doing the line, or have you had kind of somebody else?
Because
you've always handled the line.
I have. Jared Davis.
Oh, yeah.
Jared
JD.
Davis. Yeah, Jared Davis. Took over the defensive line. He actually worked with us a little bit last summer. with the defensive line, and then things didn't work out come season. But this year it has worked out, and so he's able to stay with the defensive line, which has really helped me to move to the outside linebackers, which is kind of a specialty player in our defensive scheme. Jared Girdley is now helping me with the outside linebackers, you know, and trying to teach him all the intricacies, you know, of that position, and passing that knowledge down. And he's really running with it, doing a good job. I've got Adam Niehaus, who's another All-State player for me at Liberty. He's coaching our linebackers.
If I could, Adam may be the smartest football player. I mean, I think he was valedictorian, wasn't he? Or salutatorian?
Yeah.
And he was one of the two. I mean, Adam
very,
is
very smart.
Very, very smart. Very well, he's a pharmacist, I believe, isn't he?
He was going to school to be a pharmacist.
Yeah.
And somehow we were able to talk him into coming over. And, you know, you know, his mother's a great teacher. And so, you know, he comes from that background. And so he wants to give this a try.
Yeah.
And he's smart enough to do whatever he wants to do, just to be honest.
Yeah, and he's strong enough. He's great football players. I mean, collectively, you put a great staff together. Now, you've got a red and white scrimmage Friday night. And again, it's going to be fairly bland, but it's going to be an opportunity for people to come out, kind of get a look at the coaching staff, the players, a good dress rehearsal, and just going to be a fun evening.
Yeah, absolutely. What we did was we got our kids split right down the middle, and so half will be in red and half will be in white. The first and third quarters are going to be pretty much all our varsity players, and then second and fourth will be our JV and freshman players. It's a good dress rehearsal for us.
Yeah.
It's a fun night for the kids. It's a fun night for the fans and the parents to get to come out and see their kids play. But it gets a lot of those nerves out of the way. It gets everyone used to our routine. I mean, like we said, I've been doing this is my 31st year.
Yep.
And so I have a routine, you know, the way that things lay out. And I like routine, and the kids do too.
Yeah.
The better routine we can get them in, the less stress they have.
Yeah.
And if you're not stressed, then you can just take care of business.
Yeah.
You know, you can focus on what you need to focus on instead of all the things around.
Yeah.
Because there's plenty to worry about whenever that whistle blows at 7 o'clock.
Absolutely. Everybody, head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, Brock Kanagy, we appreciate you coming by, and we'll catch you next Friday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, we got some more rock and roll coming on the Mountain of Rock, Q94.